How are you, John? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Barbara.
Great. We're going to be discussing your amazing, another amazing art exhibition in the Solomon. And for those who don't know John, he does these amazing bronze sculptures as well as being a painter. Now, some of this just absolutely... tell us about the exhibition yourself in your own words.
Well, the exhibition is... it's about emigration, and it's about... I'm 80 years of age next week, and it's a kind of a summary of my life as well in terms of subject I've always been interested in, that's bulls. And instead of the seven ages of man, I put down the seven ages of bull, which is an unusual take on Shakespeare, his poem, which if you read it, it's self-explanatory. It's from a baby to a very shaky old person, you know, on their last legs almost.
Well, I'll tell you now, that's
one of the subjects.
One of the subjects.
Immigration and immigration.
Right, and I can say that also your famine ship is, I dare say, when I looked at it first, it's so beautiful, and yet it's not about beauty at all.
Yeah, it's about the horror of famine and the horror of migration and deprivation and all of the things that happened to the Irish people in the middle of the 19th century. It still resonates here in Ireland among all of the people who have any awareness whatsoever that it was a cataclysmic disaster which affected us for it until the present day in some respects, really.
Yeah, it is. They're just so beautifully executed in bronze, and I like your technique. You're pinching the clay together. Is that the way you make them?
Well, I make them mostly in wax, the ones you've seen, and the very large one. There's one in County Mayo in Murrisk, near Westport, of a famine ship. It's meant to be sailing across. With the people are lost, and are lost souls really as well. It's got all that connotation in it. And they're made in bronze then, finally. Cast in bronze, which I do in Dublin, in the Cast Limited, it's off Cork Street. That's where all the work is done.
Absolutely fantastic. Can I ask you, at any stage in your career, in your life, did you ever kind of have a vision about things? A vision of the world, a vision of all of this.
Yeah, I think all artists have visions from the time they're children.
Yeah.
In my case, anyway, I was always conscious of art. I didn't know what it was, of course, being a child. You don't, but I've always had a vision of things, and the famine was something that I learned about at school. I was at the Christian Brothers in Marino, you know, years ago, in the late 40s, really. And
oh, dear, God forbid.
history was part of the course, you know, so I took it in then, and I was always fascinated. And it wasn't until the 1990s, you know, when the famine was coming up for its 150th anniversary, that I suddenly began to work on the thing then for real, you know.
And you're now living in the west of Ireland. You were drawn there. I've lived in the west as well. Wonderful,
yeah.
Beautiful place. Does that lend itself for inspiration?
It does. And if anybody's seen the recent film Black 47, that has a lot of Connemara as a background to a famine story. It's an unusual story, but that's there in that landscape. And I made a little film with David Shaw Smith. He made the film when I was making the famine ship for Murrisk. And we visited all these old lazy beds on the sides of mountains out in West Connemara and South Mayo and places like that, where the famine was really at its worst.
Yeah.
And that was an inspiration for me, the landscape itself, you know, present day.
And I see you like William Butler Yeats, like myself. We're very similar in a few ways, John, believe it or not. I do the bit of sculpture and the bit of painting, not like you. You're the magnificent person.
Yeah, I was aware.
And I also am a fan of Yeats. I mean...
Yeah. Well, Yeats was the great visionary poem. You mentioned vision. And
yeah.
He had a work called A Vision. And he was a West of Ireland person. He was Sligo. He was imbued with all that. kind of folklore and history and landscape. You know, it's all in his work, and he thought deeply about things all of his life since he was a small child, like all artists, or many of them anyway. And he put that into his work, you know, the whole vision of things in the west of Ireland.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, the other piece of sculpture which comes to my mind is the bull, which is one of your first pieces, I believe.
Yeah, the first thing I ever exhibited was in 1960 in the Living Art Exhibition in Dublin. And it actually was reviewed in the Irish Times, and it sold. I was only about 20. I was less than 20 when I made it, so that was a flying start. And the bull was a big symbol to me. And we live in Ireland, which is a cattle culture. You know, the whole economy here was based, and the whole mythology, all the stories, Tonbo Cúlnia, which happened up around Dundalk. You know, modern day Dundalk, and it's all there. It's in the landscape. If you look at the landscape carefully enough in Ireland, all the mythology and all the history is there, and our story, you know.
Lots of standing stones and dolmens. I love seeing them, the old standing stones and dolmens and everything, you know.
They're the story that's left behind, you know, for us to read,
Now tell us a bit about the exhibition in the Solomon. How long is it going on for, and is it a variety of pieces, or is it mainly the Seven Ages of Man, you've called it?
Yeah, the Seven Ages of Man in images of bulls, if you like, and then there's the migration. Recently, I've been out in Greece, and I've been working there with migrants in a camp, Eleona, outside of Athens, and that's been an amazing experience, because I'm very interested, through the famine, in modern migration, which mainly happens around the Mediterranean basin, especially the eastern Mediterranean. That's in the exhibition. There's some examples of that in the sculpture as well. And, you know, between that, those two subjects, the bull and the migrants, that's what I've been working on very recently.
Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely fantastic exhibition. And the exhibition, I think, is going on till the 17th of November.
17th, which is my birthday.
I believe you have a very good birthday coming up.
The big one.
The big one.
8-0. 4-score.
You're doing well, John.
Thank you very much.
Your work is fantastic, and you keep on being vibrant, and you keep on going. And every time I go into either the RHA or any of the exhibitions, I always see if it's a John Behan first.
Well, you're very kind, and thanks very much for your interest.
No problem. We'll have to have a cup of coffee someday. I'll be down in the West now in a week or two.
Okay, well, give me a shout. You know the number.
I do know the number, John. And have you got any websites you'd like to give us out?
I don't have a website, but Kenny's are my agents in Galway.
Kenny's in Galway.
Kenny Gallery.
I know them well.
There's a website there.
Absolutely fantastic, John. Yeah. Look, great to have a little chat with you, and talk to you soon.
Thank you, Barbara.
No worries.
Thanks a lot.
See you.
Bye. Have a good day. Bye now.
You do.
Thanks.
Right, sounded very interesting, Barbara.
Oh, an amazing sculptor. I mean, I reckon he's like the epitome of sculpture in our modern day Ireland. And if you see his brochure, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They're just absolutely beautiful, folks. Now, these don't cost $5.99, I'm afraid, folks. They just don't cost $5.99 or even $6.99. But if you want an investment, this is an investment. If you have about $6,000 in the back of your pocket now, it would take that now to get one.
Okay, and you can actually go online and Google John Behan and see the stuff he creates, and it's great stuff.
Well, you see his work more, as he said, in the Kenny Art Gallery.
Yeah.
So I know the Kennys down there, and they will have his work up on the Kenny Art Gallery. And believe it or not, so am I.